This is the Composer's Datebook for August 22nd. I'm John Zek. We have a silly anniversary to note today. Seriously. On today's date in 1929, Walt Disney released his first Silly Symphonies cartoon. Entitled The Skeleton Dance, it depicted four skeletons dancing and making music in a graveyard, employing bizarre instruments, including an unfortunate cat played like a fiddle, and the skeleton's own bones played like a xylophone. While its release on Halloween might have been more appropriate, maybe the skeleton dance provided some pleasurable spinal chills for moviegoers on a hot August evening back in 1929. In any case, this silly symphony was a huge success for Disney. It became an instant classic and was voted number 18 in a 1994 poll of the 50 greatest cartoons of all time by professional animators. And speaking of classics, a bit of Edvard Grieg's spooky March of the Trolls was used to great effect in the skeleton dance. But credit for its success should go first to Carl W. Stalling, a legendary composer and arranger of cartoon music, and absolute master of unexpected segues, witty allusions, and surreal orchestration. And second, credit goes to pioneering Disney animator Ub Iwerks, likewise a master in his field. Chuck Jones, an animator famous for his much later Warner Brothers cartoons like Bugs Bunny and the Roadrunner, had worked for Iwerks Studio in his youth, and he put it this way, Iwerks is screwy spelled backwards. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.